Pennsylvania Republican Dave McCormick smashes Dem Senator Bob Casey with vicious Kamala Harris ad. By Elizabeth Weibel on July 23, 2024. Pennsylvania Republican Senate candidate Dave McCormick smashed his Democrat opponent, Senator Bob Casey, DPA, with a vicious ad against Vice President Kamala Harris. The release of the ad comes as Casey endorsed Harris as being the best person to be the next commander-in-chief after President Joe Biden announced that he is no longer running for re-election and endorsed Harris to be the Democratic Party's presidential nominee. The advertisement shows various clips, including Harris being rated the most liberal senator, Harris stating she would get rid of the filibuster to pass the Green New Deal, among other things. With women's rights, workers' rights, and voting rights on the line, the stakes of this election for Pennsylvania and the nation couldn't be higher, Casey said in his endorsement. Vice President Harris has been leading on those fights and as a former prosecutor, she will draw a clear contrast between herself and former President Trump. She is prepared to be commander-in-chief and is the best person to meet this moment. I'm proud to endorse her candidacy for president. The advertisement from McCormick pointed out that in 2019, Harris had been rated the most liberal senator by a GovTrack scorecard. Another clip shows Harris stating, during a CNN climate town hall in September 2019, that she was prepared to get rid of the filibuster to pass a Green New Deal. During the CNN climate town hall, Harris also stated that she was in favor of banning fracking. The advertisement then cuts to a clip of Harris stating, "We're not going to treat people who are undocumented who cross the border as criminals. That's correct." Another clip in the advertisement shows Harris with a mask on, saying that it was wrong-headed thinking to believe that the only way for communities to be safe is to put more police officers on the street. In the clip, an article from June 2020 with the headline, "Senator Kamala Harris applauds LA Mayor's decision to slash police funding," can be seen. Another clip shows Harris stating that a conversation needs to be had surrounding people who have been convicted and are in prison, like Boston Marathon bomber Joe Kharsarnaev, and people who have been convicted of sexual assault being able to vote. "We have to have a buyback program, and I support a mandatory buyback program," Harris said in another clip. Both Harris and Biden have previously called for government-mandated buybacks of R-15s. The advertisement comes as Harris has received a large amount of endorsements from Democrats such as former President Bill Clinton and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Representative Nancy Pelosi, DCA, and Maryland Governor Wes Moore, D. Within 24 hours, Harris's campaign had received $81 million in donations from over 888,000 grassroots donors. Harris has also been reported to have earned enough delegates in order for her to become the party's presidential nominee.